Hi, everyone. I'm Tara Mont, and you're listening to the Trust and Thrive with Tara Mont podcast, where you can find a new episode released every Thrive Thursday. I am a current clinical psychology graduate student, passionate about all things to do with mental health, relationships, healing, self-reflection, and other topics that influence us in our everyday lives. I created this podcast to hopefully inspire others to live their most authentic life and to share insightful and honest conversations with everyday individuals and informed professionals. Although the show is not a replacement for therapy, I hope the conversations had can inspire you to look within, to practice self-compassion, to gain more awareness, and to trust the process of your unique journey. If you resonate with the message of Trust and Thrive, make sure to subscribe and stay tuned. You can also stay connected by following me on Instagram at Trust and Thrive. Thank you for being here. Now let's get right into this week's episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show and Happy New Year. Before we get into the solo episode, I just want to give a little update on the show going into the new year. We have some solo episodes coming up. I am currently working on getting those together and seeing where we want to take the show. So I'm very excited and I would love to hear if there's any specific topic or guest you would like to hear on the show. I would love to know. Please feel free to reach me at Trust and Thrive on Instagram or TikTok. And you can also email me at trustandthrive@gmail.com. That's the best way to get in contact with me for any business or guest inquiry. That's the best way to get in contact with me. If you want to send me more info, you can also DM me on Instagram, but I don't respond to a lot of IG DMs. I see them and appreciate them, but if it's related to guests or the podcast, I'll probably send a follow-up message about connecting via email. So specifically going into the new year, I wanted to talk about some feelings that I often feel around big events that some of us may relate to. And I think in general, there's often so much pressure going into the new year or a new week or a new day. And don't take me wrong, I love a good like reset, like a mental reset, it feels like sometimes. And at the same time, when I acknowledge the reality of, you know, the circumstances that many of us are going through or a situation, that one day or that one moment won't change everything. So for example, obviously with what is happening in the world, a new year won't change the fact that people are dying, that people are suffering. And related to our own life, I think having a new day going into a new year can bring a lot of comfort for many and bring hope and a sense of a new beginning, which I think is beautiful. And everyone is different with how they take in the new year. And it's not my place or anyone else's to tell other people how they process or how they perceive an event or date or whatever it may be. So I just wanted to share my experience. And for me, I think in the past, I used to put so much pressure on myself in the new year that like I have to have these resolutions and goals and I have to do exactly X, Y, and Z going into the new year. And if I messed up one day, then I was like failing. So whether it's like read more books or eat in quotes healthier, whatever that I thought that meant, and do different things that I felt like were good for me, or journal for this long, or read this many chapters, or respond in this way to people. And of course, I personally enjoy doing things to help feel like I'm growing in certain ways. And I also acknowledge that the feelings I have that are connected to the collective are valid. And I think many, at least in the past, resolutions and goals and what I wanted to do in general was very focused on the individual, which of course, there's only so much we can control or focus on. And at the same time, I ignored the feelings of pain or guilt or confusion or whatever came up for me because I thought, okay, well, I just need to do X, Y, and Z and I will feel better about my life. And the more I open myself up to what is happening in the world, the more I learn and I read and I take in information, I'm able to both care for myself and feel and be with the collective. And I think part of the work I've done just the last year as a new therapist intern has been being able to both feel and be in the moment and compartmentalize when needed, which I believe is an important skill, especially for therapists and the work we do. And especially with what's happening in the world, I don't want to avoid it completely. And I know that if I didn't let myself have moments of joy and also take that in, I would be numb. I would literally freeze. So as with all solo episodes, I'm like, is this even making sense? But I'm just speaking out loud and hoping it does. And once again, I appreciate you listening for just being here and letting me say what comes to mind. And I think part of me just speaking my mind and letting myself process this out loud, my intention is that this isn't a script, as always. And I hope that me being vulnerable in that way and maybe not making sense or trying my best to think of the words shows that this is a human experience and you're not alone with whatever you're going through. And it doesn't always make sense and we don't always understand these feelings. So going back, I feel like so much of, in the past at least, my thoughts on the new year were very focused on me as an individual. And I also placed so much pressure on myself in a system that literally wants me to continue buying stuff, wants me to think that I'm not good enough so that I can buy more things, that I can feed into the system that wants me to feel like I'm not good enough. And this year, I'm letting myself just go into the new year and see January 1st or any day as another day, as just another day. I'm going to try this out because especially for me, I live with OCD and I put so much meaning and emphasis onto like big days, like birthdays and holidays and New Year's and moments that I feel like are supposed to be, you know, just celebratory and mean something. Of course, I think it's beautiful for it to mean something to each individual in their own way. And at the same time, like I would put so much pressure on myself to a point where it was almost debilitating and I felt like, forget this, like, I don't know what to do. I'm overwhelmed. Like if I make one tiny, it's not even a mistake, but say for example, I said, this wasn't what I actually would do, but like hike 5 times a week or like go on a walk 5 times a week and read 5 chapters every night and like put sometimes like very high expectations on myself that didn't necessarily match what I had the capacity for because I was capable of it, but I did not have the capacity for it, especially with the responsibility I had. And if I were to mess up or say I didn't read one night, I was so tired, and instead of listening to my body, I would think, you have to do this or you failed or we have to restart completely on February 1st. And I would make it a whole thing for myself. And it would just make me feel worse about myself. And then I would look into ads of like how to stick to your goals, how to actually stick to reading five chapters a night. And like, even if you're exhausted, do it anyway. And related to what I talk about in general on my page, especially on Instagram, I feel like because I was so unaware of my own needs and limits, it was easy for me to just overlook them and compare myself to other people like, well, if they can, then I should be able to. And it wasn't even about, like I said, capability. But for me, putting that pressure on myself when maybe I didn't have the capacity for it, or maybe I was going through something, or I had experienced a loss, or I was starting a new job, or I was starting school, or I was moving, whatever it may be, I would put these expectations on myself that set me up to feel like a failure. And instead of doing that, first of all, I've now changed how I think about it. Like if I don't read one night when I said I would, I'll be okay. Because to me, which I guess you can say is one of my, if we're bringing up resolutions, one of mine is to just continue listening to my needs and honoring my needs and understanding what my needs are. Because for so long, I didn't even know what they were in many ways. Like I did not know, I could not tell if I was really tired or if I needed a break because I thought, oh, I just need to continue doing this. Or I grew up with the belief that you need to continue to work hard even if you're exhausted. Or I've witnessed people in my life work really hard and burn out. And I thought, oh, that's what I need to do. I am working on continuously, because these beliefs may change over time, unlearning and relearning what is important to me. And all of this is connected. So understanding my values, what's important to me, helps me understand what my limits are and what my boundaries are. Because then I make decisions based on those values. But if I don't know what my values are, I'm just like, which I have in the past, making decisions based on other people's values, what I thought I was supposed to do. So going into the new year, I think it's helping me just see January 1st as any other day. And of course, for everyone, it's different. For some people, that feeling of reset is really helpful. So of course, I am never here to tell anyone that this is one right way to do it, or this is what you should do. Of course not. Anyone who says online, by the way, that this is the one way you should do things, I would just say to pay attention to that, because there's no one right way to do anything. I simply, as always, am sharing my own experience, and I don't think there's any one right way to do anything. I don't think there's any one right way to do anything. But for me, this year, at least, this is what I will be trying, which is just going into the new year, seeing it as any other day. Something I'm working on for myself is trying to reflect who I want to be as an individual, as a loved one, as a friend, as a daughter, and especially as a therapist, because I will be hopefully starting a new job in the new year once I get my associate number, and starting my career. And I really, really take the work I do seriously, because I understand I am literally working with individuals and human beings who are having their own experience, and everyone has their own relation to systems in the world, whether they are benefiting or negatively affected by oppressive systems. I just really feel strongly about learning more about history. And of course, there's like so much to learn and there's so much I don't know. Like I take that into account. And for me, part of my journey and wanting to grow is being able to acknowledge what I don't know and acknowledge that there's a lot that I don't know that I don't even know I don't know. And I feel both excited and overwhelmed, and obviously very privileged that I can pick up books and read about it without having to have experienced it or maybe have been affected by it. And of course, with my family, generationally, there is trauma there, and they have had their own experience of moving to the US and leaving a revolution. And so there is more I want to learn there too. And I really do, especially with the work as a therapist, I believe in the importance of acknowledging the history and how systems affect an individual. And that's why I will continue to believe and advocate the belief that therapy is political, because how could it not be? We are connected to the systems and the world around us. And even now with our phones and loved ones who, you know, have other loved ones and are connected to other people in the world, like there's so much going on, not just now, but all the time. And so going back, I think I just don't want to only focus on how I can better myself. And not that I've only focused on that in the past. I think it's also overwhelming to think like, what can I do? The world is so big and there's so much to do. I'm only one person. And of course, I believe that working on ourselves is vital for change. And I do believe that the more I work on myself, the more we're able to have that domino effect and show up in other ways. And I do believe, especially for me, if I'm not taking care of myself, then I really struggle to support other people. And I've noticed that even with my work, even as a therapist, like that's something I really learned. A huge takeaway for me this last year has been acknowledging that self-care and collective care go hand in hand. They're all connected. They're all connected. And I also think it's important not to shame anyone, including ourselves, if we're not in that place. If we're not in that place to do anything but focus on getting ourselves through the day, surviving. I think that can also be overwhelming, to be like, how do I help other people when I literally can't get out of bed? So I just want to send love and validate anyone who is just really taking it day by day. I think the more pressure I put on myself to start fresh on January 1st, like it's some huge reset button, overwhelms me so much that I don't even enjoy it. Like I don't even, I freeze. I feel like if I make one little mistake, I can't make one little mistake. Everything has to be perfect, just like I planned. If I make one little mistake or don't follow through with one thing, then it's all a failure and nothing, it didn't mean anything. And that's not the case. It doesn't erase all the work we've done, all the work you've done. So to wrap up this episode, I just wanted to validate anyone who feels, first of all, overwhelmed by any like big holiday or celebration or new year. At least for me, I've experienced so much self-criticism in the past, and setting very specific or like one goal or very specific goals going into the new year would just make me less compassionate with myself and would lead to burnout or make me feel terrible. So I just want to send love and encourage or challenge you to be a little more kind to yourself, even when it's hard, and to celebrate the little wins, and to also just let yourself feel the way you feel. Everyone's situation is different, including what capacity we have. Sometimes it's hard to let ourselves feel what we feel when we're taking care of kids or we're working three jobs or we're just trying to get through the day, because then we'd shut down. Everyone's different. So I validate too and honor your capacity and space for what you're able to do. I know for me this year, going into the new year, I am going to let myself feel my feelings in ways that I can and be okay with not having answers always. I never have the answers. I could complete tasks and goals and still not have the answers. I think for me, like I said, living with OCD, I will ruminate about something I didn't do or about how I should have done it better or how I messed up the new year because I didn't complete one out of 10 goals I had, whatever it may be. So for me, in my capacity, everyone's different. Maybe for you, setting specific goals really works. Everyone is different. And of course, it's not so black and white, but it's important that I acknowledge my capacity and my limits and just who I am as a person. And I know, or I don't want to necessarily say I know, but I'm exploring the idea that I don't do great with New Year's resolutions, like very specific ones. For me, I guess I could say my resolution is to honor and listen to my needs. And I think that creates more space for me to be flexible and be okay with not being perfect, because no one's perfect. And I don't want to set something so rigid for myself that I end up feeling terrible either way. I'm like setting myself up to feel terrible about myself. So that being said, I want to honor and send love to you and anyone who is feeling affected by what is happening globally or in your household or in your community or just internally, whatever is going on. I am sending you love, and I hope you know you are not alone, even when it feels like it. You don't have to do it alone. So I am recording this a few days before the new year, but I think that helps to step into this time of year. This is more helpful for me to record it in advance, but of course this will be released a few days after the first. So as a reminder, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Trust and Thrive. I'd also just want to thank you and share how beyond grateful I am. We just hit 100,000 followers on Instagram. At the end of the day, the numbers are not what counts. It's the community and the individuals, the real people that relate and connect. And I'm just so beyond grateful. And I'm really working on being better at connecting in the new year with the community on Trust and Thrive, responding to comments. I am going to be better at that. So thank you again for being here. But like I said, going back to the overall message of this episode, I will be kind to myself if I don't, if I change my mind or reflect on what my capacity is. I hope you have a wonderful start to your new year. If not, that is okay too. And if you've been enjoying the show, I would really appreciate if you would leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify too is also another option. You can leave ratings. And that being said, we will be back with a new episode next Thrive Thursday.